notice bleeding, clogging up the pavement's reading. Now I know this is the place for me. Rebo in his bedsit crying, Tony Hancock's not having fun, but I don't care cause I'm Groucho in the club of one. Ex-girlfriends come to sympathize, flashing me their tragic smiles. Now I know I'll be alone for a while. But when I get home, I know she'll understand. She's my best friend.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 346. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Pete Astor. That song is called My Right Hand, and you can pick that up on the Spilt Milk album, which will be out February 12th on Slumberland Records. You may know the name Pete Astor from his work in the band The Loft, which is one of those C86 original bands, a band on Creation Records, long history, and good to have him back. I got lots of music for you this week. It's one of those 8-track podcasts, meaning there's some short songs, but I should not spend a lot of time talking. So instead, let's jump to something new here. This is the band Maybe Don't with the song Sleeping Patterns.
You look around twice at the strangest fountain. I started a timer and it keeps counting down towards the opposite ends of infinity, where we can argue all about the greatest trilogies. Dreaming in snapshots of the time that I spent, turning time travel into pizza and rent. And I'll fall asleep as soon as I get in, and I won't wake up until the early a.m. It's been so many years, maybe the second or third. And if I get out in the next week, I won't need to reset my password.
I'm not sure if that rotted your teeth or not, but it did mine, and I loved every minute of it. That was Impo and the Tents with the song Stay the Night. That is on the new EP Anxious Times, which came out September 30th of last year on Alien Snatch Records, a band out of Stockholm, Sweden. They've been around for a while, so I need to dig back and find some of the previous work there, because I do like that four-song EP quite a bit. Before that, we heard from Maybe Don't with the song Sleeping Patterns. That's on the Maps Traps album. Actually, that's an EP too, and I think it's four songs as well. Coincidence there. That was a self-release single, and you can find that on the band's Bandcamp, and it might even be a pay what you like. And it's worth giving that one a listen. I enjoyed that one. It came out January 14th. Give that one a listen, see if it's something that excites you. We're going to continue on with the self-released EPs, evidently. This is Katie Allen with the song Lucy Stone.
Well, I don't want to have your children. Does that make we
was a double shot there, right? That was The Tsunamis with the song Dummy. That is on the Saturday Night Sweetheart album, which came out last May, May 26th, on Magnetic South Records, a band out of Bloomington, Indiana that I know nothing about. And I don't know anything about the label either, but I'm following them on Twitter, and hopefully I will learn lots of things, because if there are more things like that out there, I want to know about it. Before that, we heard from Katie Allen, who is not a person, but rather a band, led by Annika Pyle from Chumped. This is her new project, and I think that's actually a demo there. It is a Wild Heart demo, in fact. But the song I played was Lucy Stone, and I think they just dropped that one out on their Bandcamp January 9th. So a little self-release demo there, an early taste of that newly formed Annika Pyle, formerly of Chumped. Stuff. Yes. Anyway, that's pretty much how the podcast works. There's not a plan here. I'm not out planning music, getting things for you, going through my collections. It's just every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. Hey, if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's keep going. More music. This is Shearwater with the song Pale Kings.
Right now.
that makes me want to run out with my nickel over to 31 Flavors and get myself a scoop. That is Tutti Frutti by New Order. That is on the album Music Complete, which came out September of last year on Mute Records. That is an album that made everyone's best of 2015 list, but I just didn't pick it up. I don't know why. So after seeing it on everyone's list, I gave it another shot. After hearing from my cousin that it was his favorite album of the year, I gave it another shot. And no, it just doesn't do anything for me. So I'm sure it's a fine album. I'm sure it's their best in years, but maybe that's just not enough to get me back on the New Order train. Before that, we heard from Shearwater with the song Pale Kings. That is on the Jet Plane and Oxbow album, which came out January 22nd on Sub Pop Records, the project of Jonathan Mayberg, who is based out of Austin, Texas now. It's kind of a varied album. I like it better than the last one. It's a little more polished. Okay, it's a lot more polished. In fact, I hear reviews that say U2, and I can hear that a bit in that song, or Coldplay. Oof. But that song there, I like to think more maybe Richard Thompson. So I like that one pretty well. The rest of the album, your mileage may vary, but this is the age of the internet, and you can hear that album many, many times for free all over the internet before you decide to go out and buy it or not buy it at all. Well, I am out of time. I need to wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 346. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook or Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things coming up worth mentioning. We've got shows this weekend. The 29th, Wet Ones are playing at Blind Tiger, down in the basement with a big lineup that looks pretty interesting. Or Sister Mary Rotten Crotch is playing at Davies, which is part of the January Riot Girl concert. Part of the Riot Girl concert series, but this is the January edition, and there are a lot of bands playing there, including ones that I would love to see, but I will be out of town. I will be back on the 31st for the David Bowie tribute at Knuckleheads. On the 2nd of February, Deaf Heaven is playing at the Midland. The 23rd, Yola Tango at the Bottleneck. On the 10th, Communist Daughter at Bonfire. The 16th, Abigail Williams is playing at the Riot Room. Or Children of Bottom is playing at the Granada, so figure out where you want your black metal to come from. On the 17th, Black Sabbath at the Sprint Center. The 23rd, Hopalong is playing at the Riot Room. 26th, Best Coast at the Midland, or John Velge at the Minibar. The 28th, Talk at the Riot Room. Some more black metal for you. How does that work? I don't know. Looking into March, the 10th, Craig Finn and Titus Andronicus at the Bottleneck. The 23rd, All Dogs at the Jackpot. The 24th, Sidekicks are playing at Granada with, who's the headliner? Intuit Over It. 28th, Shannon and the Clams at the Riot Room. 29th, Sheer Mag is playing at Noah's House. Yes, somebody's house. His name is Noah. You know him from bands. Sheer Mag is playing at his house. You should go. 31st, Murder by Death at the Granada. And then some shows coming up beyond that. Rara Riot, Kurt Vile, Savages. Lots of things happening there, but that's all the way out in April. And we're not talking about April quite yet. So one track left for you. It is by Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys. The song is called A Fool or a Faker, and it was originally released in 1954. Though I picked it up on Vintage Collections, a one CD set that just came out came out in 1996 on Capitol Nashville. One of those kind of budget compilations, but is definitely worth it for the, I don't know, like 20 songs or something on there. Really good. You may even remember me mentioning Hank Thompson a couple weeks ago when I played a Kitty Wells song that was a response to one of his songs. I'm not going to play that one today. I'm going to play this different track because I like it better and well, that's how the podcast works. So, one track left for you, dragging you back into the country, and for some Western swing, really, is where Hank Thompson came from, and kind of played through the honky-tonk, and even into Bakersfield a little bit, so a long career there in some of my favorite country moments. Anyway, Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys with the song, A Fooler and Faker. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
You're a fooler, a faker, a little heartbreaker, the slyest gal that I've ever known. Abuser, a chooser, but now you're the loser, 'cause the heart that you've broken was your own. I knew someday you'd meet someone who'd put you in your place. You started way out in the lead, but finally lost the race. Your dream is a drama. You used to be hot mama. I see your plans have backfired in your face. Are getting rough. You're a tricker, a trekker, and a little home wrecker. You've been dealing from the bottom long enough. You seem to take a great delight in making teardrops fall, until the picture you hung high came tumbling from the wall. You scanner, you schemer, you little lovesick dreamer, I knew someday you'd get your motor stalled. Don't be a fooler, a faker, you little heartbreaker.